Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back with a man who has impressed me, and I think all of us who've had an opportunity to both hear of his story and learn from him, with his integrity, his courage, and his insights into one of the great and growing dangers of our time. He is a man who these days goes by the pseudonym Reza Khalili. You have, I hope, had a chance to see his book, A Time to Betray, the astonishing double life of a CIA agent inside the Revolutionary Guard of Iran. Reza, you worked behind enemy lines, serving with great, great courage our country and I think freedom-loving people everywhere, and came in from the cold, as they say, to tell us about what you've learned concerning specifically what the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps was doing to amass the ultimate weapon of mass destruction, nuclear capabilities. We thank you profusely for this past contribution to our security and for what you're doing these days at atimetobetray.com with your running commentaries and analyses of the latest evidence that's coming forward that the Iranians, despite our negotiations with them now for some 2 years, have not given up their decades-long quest for the bomb. Welcome back and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your kind words. You're gracious, and I'm happy to be back on your program.
Well, they're heartfelt and well-deserved. Give us the latest, Reza, if you would, on what, first of all, we believe is going on inside the Iranian nuclear weapons program. We'll come back in a moment to what they're actually telling us. But what do we know from inside sources, from clandestine information that has come to light, and from your, particularly your colleagues and comrades who you're still in touch with there?
They've been working at the, on the nuclear program on a parallel move with the ballistic missile delivery program. They have achieved intercontinental ballistic missile technology and know-how in collaboration with North Korea and in the background with China. So it is a program that they've been working on for many, many years to achieve arming ballistic missiles with nuclear warhead. And we know that they have one of the largest inventory of ballistic missiles in the region.
So no question in your mind that this is not, as they insist, simply a nuclear energy, a peaceable program, Reza Khalili?
Absolutely not. Anybody with any knowledge of the nuclear bomb program knows very well that they're working on it, that the investment of billions and billions of dollars into this facility, setting up facilities, the number of centrifuges and the factories and what has been revealed and what we know in the background then proves beyond a reasonable doubt that they're working on a nuclear program. What we have tried to do, unfortunately, believing that we can slow down their progress, that we can have them change their mind. They're far too long into this program. They will never give it up. They have said repeatedly, and I put out analysis after analysis from within the regime, that they have believed for a long time that the Obama administration will not consider a military action, and actually the military action would be a red line for the Obama administration, that the U.S. has already accepted a nuclear armed Iran. So all these talks, per the recent analysis from the regime, is the thesis for elongation, for prolonging negotiations to create crack in the sanctions, which they have, to provide a little hope to the West, which they have, and to have the Obama administration believe that there might be something down the road. And they've successfully achieved that.
Yeah, it's a bait and switch operation, I think, is what the con men call it. Reza Khalili, what makes this particularly outlandish is, as you say, it's not like they're going to great lengths to disguise from us their intentions. They are certainly, burrowing deeply underground and concealing facilities. When I hear people tell us that we know how many centrifuges they have, we know how much uranium they've reprocessed, we know how far away they are from the bomb, we'll know with, great precision as to when they make the decision to put this stuff into a bomb and so on. I think this is utter rubbish because they've indeed made such a successful go of concealing the actual full dimensions of their program. But setting all that aside, you have documented at atimetobetray.com, among other places, Reza, the things that the leadership is saying that make it abundantly clear they're determined to press forward with actual nuclear weapons capability.
Absolutely. I mean, they say it in no uncertain terms. They say it clearly. I mean, the Supreme Leader just recently said that this battle will only end when the society can get rid of the oppressors' front with America at the head of it. They said that Israel will be destroyed, and they've said it over and over again. And it hasn't been just Ahmadinejad. It's been the Supreme Leader. It's been the commanders of the Revolutionary Guards and so forth. And look at their terror network. It's spread out throughout the world. I have said this over and over again. They've got cells here in the U.S. They've got cells in Europe. They work with Al-Qaeda in the background, and Hezbollah, Hamas, and others. And so this strategy of trying to have to surround the world, per se, that they can have a final battle with us. And this is the ideology that we don't understand, unfortunately. And I don't know how we believe that we can negotiate with a regime that believes deeply that U.S. and Israel have to be destroyed, that the West has to be defeated.
It is a travesty, as I say it, and worse, it is imperiling all of us, not just Israel, but I believe people in this country as well. Reza Khalili is our guest, a former agent in place of the Central Intelligence Agency, deep inside the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the vehicle for preserving, perpetuating this despotic Sharia-imposing totalitarian regime in Iran and advancing its purposes, nuclear, terroristic, and otherwise. Reza, in the immediate future, we expect one of the things that the United States Congress will turn to is a bipartisan effort to reconstitute, wherever possible, the sanctions that the Obama administration recklessly undid, or eased at least. How important, in your estimation, is that in this circumstance? Or is it really too late even for such an action and nothing but military strikes against these evident, at least, assets of the Iranian nuclear program and regime itself, I would hope, will do?
You better see that the regime still denies the IAEA inspection of the military sites, especially the Pachin military site, for the work they've done, despite all the cleaning of the site that they've done for the past several years. And the Obama administration is not pressing on them. And remember that we revealed the goods facility near the city of Qom. I mean, it's visible. Satellite images show deep under mountain entrances. It shows anti-aircraft missiles all surrounding it. It's an important site. It's a big site. But nobody is talking about inspection of these sites. And the Iranian regime has said over and over again that military sites are off limits. So how do we know? They have concealed. We know they are concealing. We know they are working on it. We know they have the technology know-how. So these negotiations, whatever the resolution, it's not going to achieve the goal of stopping this regime from getting the nuclear bomb if they don't already have it.
And but will sanctions help at this point if they could be reconstituted? The president, of course, will oppose that, and the Iranians say they will take their dishes and dolls and leave the negotiations if we do. All the more reason for doing it, in my judgment. But knowing what you do about this program, Reza Khalili, very quickly, will it help? Should Congress, in fact, try to reconstitute these sanctions?
The Congress should do that. That would be a strong message to the regime. It will create more problems for their economy. But the finality of it is that we have to take drastic actions. Otherwise, they will have it and they will proceed with their goals.
And they will take drastic actions on their own. Reza Khalili, again, the time passes too quickly. I hope you will come back to us for a much longer drill down on all of this soon. We look forward to visiting with you frequently in 2015. In the meantime, again, thank you for your past service to the free world, and keep up the great work you're doing at atimetobetray.com. Next up, Career Corrections Officer Patrick Dunleavy on why Gitmo must not be closed and why we must stop allowing Islamist recruitment in our prisons. Straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.